Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Arkansas, an outdoor paradise. People travel hundreds of miles to enjoy what, well, some of us take for granted. We aren't called the natural state without reason. With an abundance of rivers, lakes, and streams loaded with adventure. Scenic views that will take your breath away. Biking trails and back roads just begging to be discovered. Sit back and relax as Ray Tucker and longtime journalist Brian Hendricks explore our magnificent state with this week's edition of Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors. Brought to you by Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
Oh, baby, it's springtime in Arkansas. Sorry, you can tell by my voice it's springtime in Arkansas. I'll
tell you what, you know, the Bradford pears are looking beautiful, and they stink to high heaven, and they have got the petals blowing all over the place, but the red buds are coming out, and the dogwoods are coming out, so hey, I'll take it.
I was in Evansville, Indiana for 2 or 3 days, and some of the grass up there was even starting to turn green. But boy, by the time I got back home, the trees started jumping out here big time. My favorite time of the year.
Yeah, it is.
When you can breathe.
You know, I don't remember, Ray, you know, back in the past, I don't remember leaf out happening this early.
Me either.
So this is the kind of things we're seeing now. It used to happen in April, so I don't know what to think of it. But it's like you say, weather's good. It's warm. We got a couple of guests on tonight that are going to talk about crappie in North Arkansas and also in Central Arkansas. That's going on in a big way. Our good friend Bill Eldridge is down at his place in Lake Washita refusing to return calls or texts.
Does that mean he's wiping them out?
It means that he's probably catching fish and doesn't want anybody else to know where he's doing that.
Does he ever take you?
A long time ago.
Does he bring us crappie?
Oh, yeah, he'll give you all you want. He just won't take you fishing.
Well, I am not a big crappie fisherman, and I love crappie. I have stuff in my freezer. I have some walleye, and I have some crappie. Now, can you, by looking at the fillets, can you tell them apart?
Yeah, you can look at them, and when you see the walleye fillets, you think, that looks like the best-tasting fish in my freezer. So, and you're gonna be able to tell the crappie because you're gonna have more of those, you know, because you don't catch that many walleyes, and you don't catch any. I give them to you, and then you don't eat them.
Did you happen to give Damon the number in there?
Looks like I'm gonna have to. Looks like we're kind of starting.
Please do.
Starting off from where we left off this week.
I think Damon suggested this, and I didn't do it tonight to make sure he has the numbers in case we have some issues.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give that to him, and you just riff a little bit, and I will be right
back. All right. Just got a text from our good friend B.J. Knowles, who we had on the show last week, and asked that we do this. He is doing a giveaway. His business says giveaway time. Here's your chance to win an authentic signed jersey of the all-time highest money-winning angler ever, Larry Nixon. Here's what you have to do to enter. Now, BJ is an avid fisherman and worked for Delta Pest Control for a number of years. He has opened up a business, BJ's Stump Removal. This is his Facebook. That's his Facebook page. Tag three friends in the comments of the original post. Share the original post. Winner will be announced on March the 23rd, 2026. BJ's giving away this signed jersey by our friend Larry Nixon. And so I just gave him a heck of a plug here to start the show as we try to get in touch with our first guest.
Yeah, and, you know, you think back to a few years, you know, when BJ and you and me and Larry and George Cochran had that great evening, you know, telling war stories, you know, out at George's place.
You said war stories, okay. Well, they just want to make sure.
They did. And I don't know where you're going with that, but, yeah, that was a great night. And, you know, it was amazing to hear two people as accomplished as Larry and George were, you know, sitting there side by side, you know, talking about decisions that they made in the Bassmaster Classics that they won. You know, George won two, and Larry won one, and George won the 2005 Forcewood Cup, and just hearing, it's like listening to maybe like Peyton and Eli Manning talking about stuff that they did in the Super Bowls. And it's funny how, you know, 20, 30 years after the fact, they remember every cast they made, where they made them, the fish they caught. It was amazing.
Well, it didn't rub off on you.
No, it did not. No, you know, when you go with people like that, you know, George can catch fish out of a puddle in a parking lot. I've never seen anything quite like it. And I know Larry can too. I'll tell you a story about Larry. Years ago, back when they still had the Arkansas Big Bass Bonanza, remember that?
Yes.
There was a guy who he wanted to go fishing and fish in that tournament, and that was the year he was being treated for cancer, and he was in bad shape, and he lived up in I think Vermont, Massachusetts, and he wanted to come down, and I told him I would take him fishing. Well, that was the year it was like 115 degrees during that tournament, Ray, and long story short, he didn't go. I hooked up with him later, and Larry took him and me fishing out on Greer's Ferry, and it was the greatest day of the guy's life. And he didn't live much longer after that, but it was quite an experience for him.
All right, we haven't talked to those two guys, Nixon and Cochran, in a long time. We'll try to do that. First guest on the line, Brian.
Our first guest is Jackson Butt, up in North Arkansas. He's a guide on the Kings River, and I believe other places, fly fishing guide, and he's a big player in the Mayfly Project up in that part of the world, and also one of the people that helps put on the One Fly Challenge, which is a smallmouth bass fly fishing tournament that Rusty Pruitt and I have competed in since they established it. And it's always a great event, and so we welcome Jackson Butt to Ray Tucker's
Hey.
Arkansas Outdoors. How you doing, Jackson?
Hey, doing great. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, the name of the tournament is the Smallmouth Shootout. This will be going into our fourth year of competition. There's a couple of brackets. There's a one fly bracket where you and your teammate just got to choose one fly to stick with the whole day. Then there's a second bracket where you can choose any fly you want and change as much as you want over the day. And there'll be prizes for biggest bass, smallest bass, most trash picked up, and of course the winners of the two brackets. And a fun story is last year the Trash Fish Award, which is for the biggest non-bass smallmouth bass species, was won by a 9-year-old girl, and she caught a 37-inch gar.
She earned it then, didn't she?
Nothing like that.
That's a lesson to just keep your hook in the water.
Nothing like fried gar, you know.
Yeah. How do people register for this, Jackson, and how much does it cost? And, you know, what are the particulars of the tournament, when to arrive, and things you need to know?
Sorry, you broke up a little bit. What did you ask?
I'm sorry. How do people register for this? Who do they get in touch with? What are some things people need to know, you know, before they make the trip up to Berryville for this?
So we set up a website, smallmouthshootout.com, that has all the registration info, tournament rules, dates, locations. Kings River Outfitters has been really generous to host us since we've started doing this tournament. This is our biggest fundraiser of the year that helps us get these foster kids out on the water, get them fly fishing, pay for all the supplies, and so that they get to take home their own gear at the end of our program. You just get to the website, click on the sign-up link, you pay the registration, which is a donation to Mayfly Project, which is a 501c3, and then you'll get a email link, and then you'll sign up through TourneyX, because this is a catch photo release tournament, because we want to take care of these smallmouth bass, and so that other folks can enjoy catching them too.
We're going to take a little break here. We're going to be back in just a few minutes. Can you hang with us for one more segment? We'll be back. We'll be back with Jackson Butt in just a few minutes on Red Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts, and much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern born and raised and Arkansas-based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security claims, his law firm produces results. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Southern roots, serious results.
Superstars Joe Klein and Pat Bradley for Arkansas's number one sports app, Bet Saracen.
Joe, you know the main difference between Bet Saracen and those other guys?
Definitely. Easier to navigate. Always good parlays. Plus, lots of fun choices, like ping pong, right there on the app.
But the real difference are those special promos.
Get $250 on us with your first $25 wager.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
It's pretty strange how good the deals are at Guatney Buick GMC in North Little Rock. And tax time is the best time to trade, even if you're currently in the upside down. Right now, get 2026 GMC Sierra with more power than a Demogorgon at 0% and up to 20% below MSRP. Get 2026 Encore or Invista as low as $199 per month. But you won't find a more supernatural deal than Guatney Buick GMC, because they're prepared to match your tax return up to $1,000 with no alternate dimension required. So escape the upside-down prices and head to Guatney Buick GMC. 5700 Landers Road in North Little Rock. Call 501-945-4444. Guatney Buick GMC.com. GMC, we are professional grade. All offers with approved credit seal are based on MSRP of $55,370 with loyalty. Invista and Encore are low mileage leases. See dealer for details.
Here's NASCAR Hall of Famer Mark Martin.
As a race car driver for 40 years, I survived a lot of crashes. Not everyone can run into a wall at 200 miles an hour and walk away. Without a seatbelt, I wouldn't be alive today. Now I'm retired, back home in Arkansas driving my pickup. I'm shocked how many people aren't wearing seatbelts. Why risk your life when it only takes 2 seconds to buckle up? Take it from number 6. Buckle up, Arkansas.
A message from the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and business owners turn to the professionals at Serta Pro Painters for their painting projects. From detailed residential painting to professionally managed commercial projects, our crews deliver craftsmanship that protects your investment and enhances curb appeal. Spring weather won't last forever, and neither will the open slots on the schedule. If painting is on your list this year, now's the time. Call Serta Pro Painters or visit SertaPro.com and reserve your spring project today. That's Serta with a C. Serta Pro Painters, that's painting happy.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts, and much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
And we're back with Red Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors. We're visiting with Jackson Butt of, I believe, Berryville. He's up in the North Arkansas areas.
Eureka Springs.
Eureka Springs. I'm sorry. That's a bad mistake to make, isn't it?
Oh, that is a bad mistake.
Hey, tell us who are the main sponsors of the smallmouth shootout.
McClellan's Fly Shop has been really generous with the donation of the main prize each year. I haven't confirmed what the prize is, but in the past it's been, you know, fly rods in the $600 to $900 range for each one of the team members, as well as rods and reels. And some raffle and gift items as well. So we really thank Michael McClellan for donating that each year and for being a really great fly shop in Northwest Arkansas.
The smallmouth thing in the past, you know, it was a one fly thing, and then if you lost your fly, you kind of defaulted to the any fly. But now those are two separate divisions. How much of an adjustment is that going to be? And do you think how many people are going to register to be in the one fly thing, knowing that they can do the any fly?
I haven't checked the numbers this week, but I think there were 9 or 11 teams signed up, and only one of those was for the any fly, and everyone else went for the one fly.
Really?
The reason for the rule change, is we just really wanted to simplify things and make it easier on the anglers. And we do feel now there's kind of like a separation between the people that are out there to have fun, that maybe, you know, don't have as much skill as some of the other folks. So doing the any fly bracket is less intimidating. And, you know, the guys that want the big bragging rights are going to get in that one fly. And it simplifies the judging process, because instead of having to get a picture with your fly, it's hard to get the fish on the board, get a good picture with your tag, and get it released so you don't harm the fish. So we're taking out a step. And as well as just making it easier to judge it and keep things fair across the board. And other one-fly tournaments have this rule already, and we feel, just because most people are still signing up for the one-fly, that it's been the right choice. And we have a number set on participants because we don't want to overload the river. So if people want to get signed up, they need to get signed up because we might run out of spots. The tournament is May 28th, I think. It's all we always have it the weekend after Memorial Day.
And it's always how do you think the river will be fishing at that time? It's been different every year of the tournament so far.
Yeah, last year was the first year where it was truly floatable, where folks with a drift boat or a raft could float the river and effectively, you know, throw and drift at the banks. The other years, the first year was very low, and it was pretty low. The other years too, where it was a lot of getting out of your boat and fishing kind of spots or riffles and then pushing in between spots. And a lot of folks opted to not even do a float and just wade up and down the stream instead. So It's really hard to tell. Most years it's been too low for a true float. You'd have to, you know, get out and walk in between all the riffles, but you can still go point to point in a canoe. But a bigger boat, it would be much more difficult. So you just got to keep your eyes on the levels. If there's a USGS gauge, and if you don't know what that means, you can always call Kings River Outfitters and ask them how the river's looking and what they think it'll be. But that time of year, I think the bass, because we got this early spring, they're going to spawn early. So they should be kind of fully through post spawn and really getting active again. So I'm hoping this will be our, biggest catching year as well.
I just crossed the White River and the Mississippi River and noticed how low both were, and all this rain we're getting, and more rain to come this week. Much needed here in our state for our rivers.
It's been the I take folks out for walhiye trips, and I've been telling everybody they're still out in the lake. But after this rain, that rain told them which way to go. So I'm looking forward to the next few weeks of fishing after some walleye and then some white bass, probably about 2 weeks, and then. But I'd know the rain was much needed. I've never seen Table Rock this low. I run a jet boat, and even in the jet, pull out in the lake where normally there's 40 feet of water underneath you, and now there's stumps and trees sticking up everywhere.
We've got about a minute to go. How would you describe this event for people that are signing up for the first time?
This is a community event that benefits foster children in Northwest Arkansas. We want this to be inclusive and have people to come out and have fun. Margarita Man provides margaritas in a machine. Ozark Raisin. Brewing Company Raisin. Provides beer.
I'm in.
So we have Ozark Beer Company as a beer sponsor. Margarita Man is a margarita sponsor. Unilever and Tyson donated food for us to have. We have a band play after the award ceremony. It's a big, fun time. So even if you're not fishing, just coming out and enjoying the day, maybe putting in some raffle tickets, buying some merchandise and listening to the band, and just coming out to support the foster kids in Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah, the dates again real quick, Jackson, or what?
No, I really appreciate y'all having me.
Yeah, the dates again, Jackson.
Real quick, what are the dates? Or the date?
The weekend after Memorial Day, May 28th.
All right, that's Jackson Butt, and we've been talking about the smallmouth shootout on the Kings River to benefit the Mayfly Project, and we will be right back on Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts. And much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. President Theodore Roosevelt reminds us, it is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust, sweat, and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while doing greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Double B's 34 locations in Arkansas are here to serve you, the men and the women in the arena. Cruise in for a snack, a drink, or anything else you need. Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
This is Anthony Lucas, here to tell you about my favorite spot in Little Rock, Corky's. Sure, Corky's may look all ribs and barbecue on the outside, but did you know Corky's was also nominated for Central Arkansas's Best Catfish? And don't get me started on their chicken, shrimp, and nachos.
Those Big Joe burgers, Anthony.
Big Joe, when did you get here?
You really stealing my thunder, Anthony. Corky's is my place.
No way you love Corky's like me, Joe.
Talk to me when you have your own menu item, Lucas.
Corky's ribs and barbecue.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts, and much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
Arkansas sports fans, this is a night you don't want to miss. The 68th Annual Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame Induction Banquet is happening April 10th at the Oaklawn Event Center. From championship moments to legendary careers, they're honoring the icons who built Arkansas sports. For information on tickets and tables, visit arksportshalloffame.com or by calling 501-313-4158. Celebrate the legends, relive the moments, and be a part of Arkansas sports history April 10th.
If you're a bank needing GLBA compliance or a defense contractor looking for CMMC compliance, meet the team at Network Services Group with tailored solutions to help you navigate the complex regulatory landscape, allowing you to focus on what matters most, your clients and your growth. Don't gamble with compliance. Network Services Group, your partner in GLBA and CMMC
Network
compliance.
Services Group, one call does it all.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts, and much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters. It is time to visit with Neil Atkinson with Sarah's Casino Resort down in Pine Bluff. Neil, it is one of the most exciting times of the year in your business.
Absolutely. The NCAA tournament, both the men's and women's, to me, is the best sports tournament in the world. I mean, it's better than anything because of the teams that you get together, the atmosphere of all of the regionals and you know, until they get to the Final Four. And, you know, everybody's in it, and everybody starts off, and anybody can make it. And with the Hogs and their performance this year, they're expected to be a good seed. Darius Acuff, Player of the Year in the SEC, well-deserved. So as a bookmaker, I'm going to be a little nervous on how Arkansas does in the tournament. But when Arkansas wins and Arkansas does well, it's just better overall for sports betting. And we're ready for it. We got Arkansas to win the national championship at plus 6,000, which is 60-1. We've got them to make the Final Four plus 1,400, which is 14-1. And we've got a promotion on that one where if you can get half your bet back if they don't make the Final Four. If they do make the Final Four, you're getting 14-1 on your money. So there's a little bit of extra protection there. There's nothing that's risk-free in sports betting, that you can take advantage of that. And Arkansas is plus 700 to win the SEC tournament, and they're second behind Florida.
Get part of your money back. I've never heard of such a thing.
Oh, yeah. But we try to get creative with our promotions and try to get creative in all the markets that we do. And, of course, as always, we will have the double R props up. Whoever they play on Friday, they're going to be the late game on Friday. They're locked in as that number three seed. And next weekend, we're getting ready for that also. It's the opening series in the SEC for baseball, and Mississippi State comes to town, and that's going to be a big one. And everybody's looking forward to that one also.
Neil, always appreciate you, and it is an exciting time. Appreciate you very much.
Good luck, everybody. Good luck on your parlays. And don't forget to check that promo tab and opt in for those promos. Have fun, everybody.
And download the app, BetSaracen.com.
And we're back with Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors. Going back to fishing, we're going to Northwest Arkansas.
Hang on, I messed up there. Hang on.
We are going back to Northwest Arkansas. We good? All right.
I think so.
And we're going to visit with Brad Wiegman, a good friend of ours who will soon be up in Springfield covering the Red Crest Bass Fishing Championship. But tonight we are talking crappie fishing on all of Brad's favorite waters. How's it going, Brad?
Oh, it's going good. And it was going a lot better until it rained 4 inches the other night. And our lake water had been up in the river arms had been really clear. The water clarity has been clear. We've been catching crappie out roaming. Roaming bite was really good and for crappie. And there were some people they were catching around boat docks too. But this is kind of put a wrench into, for a little bit. We're kind of waiting to see what this next rain pattern comes in. But water's warming up, and no matter what, it starts warming up. Those crappie, you're going to start heading to the bank.
Did you need the rain up that way as much as we did down here?
Yeah, I think so. It rained really hard. The lake was really low. And so what happened was we don't have a lot of floating logs like yet. We still have a lot of stuff that's like around the shoreline, some logs and stuff. And the water clarity went from visibility up in the river arms to being 2 or 3 foot to, you know, now we're looking at, I mean, yes, I walked down the boat dock, just a little bit ago to move it in because the water's coming up and visibility's probably a couple of inches.
Hey, are you on speakerphone, Brad?
Yeah.
Would you get that off and talk into the receiver because you sound very, very muddy here.
How's that?
Better. All right.
Better. All right. Yep.
So what parts of the lake are coming on right now? Because Beaver is weird. You know, it's like the Upper River Arms, Hickory Creek and all that. They come online earlier, and then the Prairie Creek area comes online, and then last of all is down by the dam and Indian Creek and all that. How's the lake fishing right now?
As far as crappie fishing, up front here, the bite is still good. I mean, that you have to understand the mud line's been traveling, I don't know, maybe 4 miles a day. And so the river arms that were, you were catching them in the day before, now that's muddy. So most people are trying to stay ahead of that and fish that. And there's always a couple of those docks that are loaded with black bass or black crappie that are underneath them. And so that has been, like, that has been the bite, even all the way up to, like, Prairie Creek and in that area. And the majority of people are fishing down from Prairie Creek going up the river arms.
We're talking with Brad Wiegman of, I believe it's Wiegman's Guide Service. Is that right?
Yep.
How do people get in touch with you and tell us a little bit about what the Brad Wiegman fishing experience is like, you know, what your rates are and what they can expect from a day on the water with you?
All right. Well, pretty much what I'm doing is I'm trying to fish for the most active fish, the most fun fish I can catch. So if I catch a fish on top water, I'm going to do that. Most people will just call when they see what is biting, what's good, what the bite is good on. And that's what we go for. They might be wanting to catch crappie, or they might be wanting to catch bass or stripers. And so that's what we go on. And there's stripers. I don't use live bait. So whoever goes with me, they actually have to fish to catch a fish. And so that's kind of unique in the striper world up here, where most of the guides, almost 98% of the other guides, maybe 97, somewhere in there, almost all the other guys except for this other fly fisherman, they use like live bait. They depend on live bait to catch them. And I don't. We use artificials, and we use lots of glide baits. Some of them are expensive, you know, and in the glide bait world, inexpensive, $50. And so we use a lot of them, though, because they have a tendency to catch stripers and bass.
Brad, for somebody.
And then when we roll in.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
I was going to say, when we roll in the summer, we have a lot of people that want to troll crankbaits for crappie. And that's a lot of fun because you catch a lot of fish. And then you catch a lot of other fish, but you catch a lot of crappie. And so that's the other thing that I do.
So if somebody's listening tonight, and they never crappie fish, and they would like to take up crappie fishing, give them a few guidelines here, what they need to start.
The first thing I would start, all these males are going to start moving up in the shallow, and I would start with a curly tail grub and like a 16th ounce head. I'd go with the lightest jig head I could, and I would probably use it in like a chartreuse white, like a tandem color, you know, or a color that will stick out in the water because the water is stained up here. But normally you can throw a curly tail grub out around cover of some kind, and you can work the cover just by casting. And you just start at the mouth of the creek, and usually you just work your way back. And wherever you start finding them, that's where if you're halfway back in the cove on one side, you start catching them, then go to the other side of the creek and go half, you know, and start working that area halfway back, because that's where they're really kind of migrated back to. And they'll they'll be around that cover, that rock. You want to keep your grub down low in the water column because that's where they're going to be. They're going to be in there around the rocks or the pea gravel or the whatever structure there is, wood or something. And it's about the easiest thing you can do is, you know, cast it out, reel it in.
Now, one thing's for sure, if they fish for you, with you, they're going to be using the most up-to-date modern stuff that there is.
Yeah, we actually have a couple different rods, so in case we have to go catch some that are out farther that are just staging, we'll use a longer pole. And then if they're in tighter, we'll use like a 6-foot, like a dock shooting rod to cast to them because they're lighter and usually 6-pound tennises. In general, that's what we're using, throwing and then. Like I said, the lightest jig head you can use.
All right. Well, we have been visiting with Brad Wiegman of Wiegman's Guide Service. Give him a call. What's your number real quick again?
It's 479-756-5279.
All right. Well, he'll get you on them, Beaver Lake and around. Thank you for joining us, Brad. Appreciate you calling in tonight. And we'll be right back.
All right, thanks.
We'll be right back with Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors. Stay with us. Round.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts, and much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
It's pretty strange how good the deals are at Guatney Buick GMC in North Little Rock. And tax time is the best time to trade, even if you're currently in the upside down. Right now, get 2026 GMC Sierra with more power than a Demogorgon at 0% and up to 20% below MSRP. Get 2026 Encore or Invista as low as $199 per month. But you won't find a more supernatural deal than Guatney Buick GMC because they're prepared to match your tax return up to $1,000 with no alternate dimension required. So escape the upside down prices and head to Guatney Buick GMC. 5700 Landers Road in North Little Rock. Call 501-945-4444. Guatney Buick GMC.com. GMC, we are professional grade. All offers with approved credit seal are based on MSRP of $55,370 with loyalty. Invista and Encore are low mileage leases. See dealer for details.
This is the Pigskin Preacher bringing you the word. Hockey legend Glenn Hall played in a record 502 consecutive games without wearing a mask. That he played goalie without wearing a mask is mind-boggling. He received 300 stitches over the years as he was inventing the so-called butterfly style of goaltending. Hall recently passed away at the age of 94. A life well lived, a profession well played, and toughness well personified. A man facing down pucks flying at his face at 100 miles per hour is one of the most impressive feats of machismo ever. If you're looking for a way to brighten someone's day, Double B's has Exxon and Phillips 66 gift cards available. How thankful would you be if someone filled up your tank? You can do that for that special person in your life. Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern born and raised and Arkansas based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security claims, his law firm produces results. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Southern roots, serious results.
Have questions about retirement, investments, or your money? Call our financial hotline. Dial 501-381-5228 and leave a voicemail with your specific financial question, and our experts will answer it on the Get Ready for the Future show Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Get your financial questions answered by the pros. 501-381-5228. Call now. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and GenWealth Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts. And much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters. We're back with Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors. Springtime in Arkansas. Pollen hadn't eaten us up just yet. We're talking tonight about crappie, C-R-A-P-P-I-E. So many people say crappie. No, this is not a crappie show. This is a crappie show tonight. Brian Hendricks. Do what?
Well, we're going to stay a little closer to home. We're going to talk with Eric Watts of Natural State Fishing, who is a big-time crappie guide on Lake Maumelle and other places in central Arkansas. Eric Watts, welcome to Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors. Hold on just a second, Eric. Now, are you with us?
Yes, I am here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, loud and clear.
Good. All right, well, we met earlier today, and, crappie guides are kind of hard to find in this part of the state. And you've been doing very well at that. Tell us a little bit about what you do and how you do it.
Yeah, so my name is Eric Watts here with Natural State Fishing. I guide crappie year-round across central Arkansas. Lake Maumelle is my primary fishery, as stated previously. My whole objective is to get people outdoors, get them out having fun, having a good time, learning some new skills, some new techniques and styles for catching crappie around the year. And we do a lot of live scoping. We do some trolling. We do a lot of just teaching. Most of my trips are about teaching. You come out with me. I want to help educate people on patterns, behaviors, and kind of the things to look for when you're chasing these crappie.
How much did your business take off and pick up? During the COVID year, and has it maintained since then?
You say again for Ray, I got a little bit of static there. I'm not able to hear you. I agree.
Yeah. I was asking you. Did your business really take off? During the pandemic, and has it maintained its momentum since then?
Yeah. So we actually started just after the pandemic, and there are a lot more people getting into crappie fishing as a result of the pandemic. I was spending a lot more time out on the water. There were a lot of people that were showing a lot of interest in that, and I've always been pretty serious about fishing in general, especially crappie fishing. And so my business really, I kind of stepped in right at the tail end of COVID, and we've done really well just with getting people plugged into the outdoors and getting into the sport. So we've done really well just connecting people with outdoors.
So if I book an outing with you, what do I need to bring? Anything?
One more time for me.
I said, if I book an outing with you, what do I need to do? I need to bring anything?
No. You come out with me. I always tell people the only thing you need to bring is some snacks, drinks, and a winning attitude. Show up with that. I'll take care of everything else.
All right. So if you and I are going fishing, we're going to fish for crappie. But if you take Ray, you're going to fish for white perch, sockeye, or calico bass.
To what?
There you go. Well, I'm originally from Mississippi, and in Mississippi, down around the Jackson area, that's what we always knew crappie as white perch. Yeah. So moved to Arkansas as a kid, got into fishing, as I grew up, got into fishing more, and I hear people talking about crappie, and I'm like, what is that? And somebody finally explains to me that's basically a white perch, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I know what those are.
How do people get in touch with you? What's your number, and do you have a website?
Yeah, so my website is naturalstatefishing.com, just like it sounds, naturalstatefishing.com. All of the booking information is on there.
and a lot of information about me that we won't have time to share tonight, but more information about me is available there on our website. Or you can call or text me at 501-548-8990. Again, that's 501-548-8990. And, you know, if I don't answer, just leave me a message. I will get back to you. There's a good chance I'm on the water, but I will call back.
There was a point, excuse me, when people would refer to Lake Maumelle as the Dead Sea. Lake Maumelle for crappie?
You know, it's one of those, well, number one reason is it's right outside of Little Rock. I mean, I consider it basically in the city of Little Rock. You're right here in the metro area. From just about anywhere in Little Rock, you can be on Lake Maumelle in 20 minutes or less. You know, just about anywhere. You can be there in about 20 minutes. So it's a beautiful lake. It's really clean. Of course, it's our primary drinking water source for Central Arkansas. So it's got some regulations that are required anglers to be cautious of, you know, your behaviors on the water with your boats and your body and everything else. But we want to make sure we take care of our drinking water for that reason anyway. But like I said, Maumelle is just a beautiful lake that has tons and tons of fish in it. I mean, it has tons of crappie and it has tons of bass in it. I only chase the crappie. Of course, we occasionally pick up some bass, pick up really nice bass from time to time. But it's a beautiful lake that's close to home. Of course, you've got Pinnacle Mountain there in the backdrop, which is always great to see, along with Rattlesnake Ridge and Blue Mountain Ridge there as well. So you've got some beautiful scenery around the lake. I'll tell you, the lake is really low right now. So if you are unfamiliar with the lake, you want to make sure you get out with someone who really knows it and use extreme caution out there. There's some deadheads out there that, you know, are in wide open water that could make for a really bad day if you're not careful.
All right, we're visiting with Eric Watts of Natural State Fishing. We're getting ready to take a little break here in just a few seconds. Will you hang with us for the last segment?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
We got about 3 minutes left.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Never mind. We're going to keep going. One question I had for you is, you know, what other lakes do you fish? Guide on.
Yeah, so I guide on Brewer Lake some. I guide on Lake Ouachita quite a bit, in fact, here for the next probably 2 months, month and a half or so. We're a little early on spawn, it seems. So here for the next month and a half or so, I'll be doing most of my trips will be on Lake Ouachita. It's just a big, wide-open fishery with lots of opportunities. The Gray is another one I spend some time on, Lake Nimrod. Basically, you know, anything that's within an hour drive or so of Little Rock, I've got some time and experience on, hour and a half drive from Little Rock. I've got some time and experience on, and, you know, my objective with all of my trips is to make sure I have a really good, clear understanding of the current patterns of the crappie on the body of water before my clients get on the boat. I want to know, you know, exactly where those fish are or why they're, you know, where they are headed. I don't want to spend time looking for fish when I get somebody on the boat with me. When you get in the boat with me, I want to get us right to the action and keep it going as long as we can.
How do you amass and keep track of all that data, you know, from all those different lakes when there's something going on different on all of them? How do you keep track of it all to know that we're going to Nimrod today or Brewer today or wherever it happens to be?
It's just time on the water. So on the days that I'm not guiding, I'm still out on the water somewhere. I'm going to check things out. I'm you know, cataloging water temperatures and what I'm seeing at the time. And then if you do that over a few years, you have a good baseline of, you know, what should be happening, where you should be able to look and find fish. And, you know, if I get a free day, I'm going to check that pattern out and make sure, you know, that I'm on track. And if I am, great. If I'm not, then, you know, I'll go back to whatever lake is patterned correctly or in a way that, you know, is more predictable for me and the clients.
All right. We're finally going to take that break, Eric. And we'll be right back. Hang with us through the last segment here, and we'll be right back with Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts, and much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
Superstars Joe Klein and Pat Bradley for Arkansas's number one sports app, Bet Saracen.
Joe, you know the main difference between Bet Saracen and those other guys?
Definitely. Easier to navigate. Always good parlays. Plus, lots of fun choices, like ping pong, right there on the app.
But the real difference are those special promos.
Get $250 on us with your first $25 wager.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is Joe Klein, former Razorback and owner of Corky's Ribs and Barbecue.
And I'm Anthony Lucas, also a proud former Razorback and Corky's Barbecue regular customer.
We may represent different sports in different decades, but all generations of hogs agree.
Corky's is the only place to get the most delicious ribs and barbecue at a winning price.
So stop into Corky's now and every day for never-ending specials.
Corky's,
where the hogs come home, baby.
Corky's Ribs and Barbecue.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts, and much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
It's never too late to become better. The Arkansas Senior Olympics, presented by UAMS, invites men and women age 40 and older to compete in the 3-on-3 half-court basketball tournament April 25th in Benton. This event qualifies teams for the 2027 National Games in Tulsa. The deadline to register is April 11th. Team fee is $250 for up to 10 players or 9 players and a coach. Volunteers and sponsors are also needed. Learn more and register at arseniorolympics.org.
I'm Thomas Blackman with Blackman Auctions. How much easier would life be if you could take away your stresses and worries with one phone call? Just turn all of your problems over to a person and let them de-stress your life. That's what we do at Blackman Auctions. We are much more than an auction company. We take your unwanted assets in your life and turn them into money in 30 days. Organize, market, deal with attorneys, real estate agents, debt services, closing companies, and those members of your family. You know who they are. Making your life as easy as possible since 1938. Better Auctions or Blackman Auctions.
On your way to the Little Rock Airport, business travelers park fast at Expressway Airport Parking. As you park, our shuttle picks you up, and a 60-second ride later, you're at the airport. Download our app and earn rewards. Simply scan the virtual gate pass to enter and scan again to exit. No waiting, and your receipt is emailed to you. Pay less than municipal airport parking at Expressway Airport Parking, left of the airport entrance, next to the Comfort Inn.
They want a break. You need a break. We have the solution. This spring break, Arkansas State Parks offer just about any kind of experience you can imagine. Outdoor adventures that put you in a kayak, on a mountain bike, beside a waterfall, or immersed in Arkansas history you've only read about. Or slow it down. Put your feet up by the fire at a lodge and take in scenic views that help you reset and recharge this spring. Affordable and easy spring getaways are waiting. Plan yours at ArkansasStateParks.com.
We're back with Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors. Quick correction on that smallmouth shootout. The date for that is going to be May 30th. And that's that. You heard from Jackson Butt on that. And we're back with Eric Watt of Natural State Fishing, talking a little crappie fishing. And we got a call also. I think somebody wants to talk to you, so we're going to take a call here.
John in Benton. Go ahead, John.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hey. Eric, I'm from Jackson, too. I moved up here 3.5 years ago where I was used to fishing in Oxbow Lake, shallow water, dirty. And you moved up here, and the lakes are crystal clear, and that's a completely different type of fishing. I fish mostly for bass. What is the I'm guessing I need to shift to lighter line, more spinning gear. What do you recommend?
Definitely shift to lighter line, spinning gear. Keep your distance. That's the number one thing with these crappie. You got to keep your distance from them. They will spook very, very easily. You know, that was a big learning curve for me as well, fishing over here as opposed to growing up fishing in Mississippi in the shallow, dirty water. You know, the big thing with crappie is they have incredible eyesight, and they can tell if something is off, if something is abnormal to their environment. So you want to keep as natural a presentation as you can, even with your bait selection. You want to make sure you choose baits that are natural to the environment, natural looking in the environment anyway. And, you know, just take your time and know that if they see the bait, you know, if it's close to them, they see it. That's what I mean to say. If it's close to them, there's a really good chance they see it. So you just want to be prepared to respond accordingly.
Great. Hey, I appreciate you.
All right.
Yes, sir. No problem.
Eric, you know, there are some differences. Like Maumel is extremely clear, you know, all the time pretty much. Nimrod is kind of in the middle of that. Brewer is pretty clear. How do you adjust, you know, when you go to a place that's a little off from the others? What kind of adjustments do you have to make?
Yeah, so if I go to a lake with dingier water, a lot of times what I'll do is break out my long rods. I use ACC crappie sticks. I keep a 15-footer, 13-footer, couple tens on the boat at all times. But typically what I'm going to do, if I get on some dirtier water, then I'm going to use my long rod with a heavy weight and a jig, drop down, basically get a lot closer to those fish and do a straight vertical presentation in most cases. Those fish need to see the bait a little bit better. They need to see it a little longer and have it closer to them. So that's one adjustment that I'll make. If the water is just slightly stained, then I'll stick with casting, and I may try some baits that have some contrasting colors to them. That's where your, like your black and chartreuse or your purple and chartreuse or pink and white or anything like that comes into play. If I go into a situation where I've got some dingier water. Those are the things that I really pay attention to. You know, how much visibility do I have in the water? How are the fish responding to baits? How are they responding to my boat presence? If they're spooky and running, and if that tells me that I probably need to stick with casting. That's my preferred method anyway. You know, and I just kind of read the water. When I get there, I try to find fish as quickly as possible and then start putting baits on them to see how they respond to it and adjust accordingly.
Is there any different? Do they notice, you know, the sonar pulses from the live scope, and do you have to adjust that to, you know, either back off of them, turn the thing off, or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm getting you to repeat that for me one more time. I've got a lot of static on my end for some reason.
I'm sorry.
I'm having a hard time hearing you guys.
Do crappie, are they sensitive to the pulses of that live sonar, and do you have to adjust to that?
Yeah, I think there are times when they can be a little more sensitive to it. Not something that I really worry about a whole lot. I've had days, for whatever reason, you could put the transducer on them from 50, 60 feet away and they just take off. And then I've had days where, you know, they're right in front of the transducer and it doesn't bother them at all. So I don't really try to make any adjustments to it. If I find that fish are a little more spooky, and I think the transducer is a problem for me, one of the things that I've learned to do is get lined up with that fish, get a bait to that fish, and then just turn the transducer off of them and go back to old school fishing. I mean, you just fish, and if he bites, great. If he doesn't, oh well, make another cast.
All right, real quick, Eric, tell us how to get in touch with you, and we're going to take it to the house.
Yeah, so if you want to check out our website, www.naturalstatefishing.com, or give me a shout at 501-548-8990. Of course, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We've got plenty of videos and content on our social media platforms, especially Facebook. That's where most of our action goes anyway. So you see what we do, and you know, I try to give some helpful tips on there as well. So definitely follow us, and you know,
Give me a shout.
All right. You got Ray all excited. He's all ready to punch that number in there. Thank you for joining us on Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors.
All right. Very quickly, if you're looking for a golf tournament to play in, it is outdoors. I do know that. It's the fifth annual Ryan Miller Golf Tournament, a charity tournament benefiting Arkansas Cancer Coalition. Call 804-2772. 804-2772. That is 501. You folks have a great week. We're back at our normal time, 7 o'clock, and we'll catch you again next Monday night.